It's very pleasing that today's state budget fulfilled the promise made by the Premier before he was Premier in giving the VCA the funds to enable us to do the job we want to do. And it's very pleasing because this is a very large grant to the university, specifically for the VCA, to enable us to continue studio teaching, enables us to develop new programs and new ways of connecting with the people of Victoria. The reason the VCA needs to have funding like this is because, frankly, to train people in the practical arts at the appropriate level so they can make a contribution to our society and indeed to the whole of the world, it's a very expensive thing to do, to educate the practical artist, whether it be a musician, a sculptor, a painter, an actor, a dancer, a filmmaker. It's an expensive activity, and the state government has recognised this, we believe, in giving additional funds to the university for the purposes of educating practical artists. The budget is very much about fulfilling the promise of being the arts state of the country, and also that the VCA is the arts institute, the jewel in the crown of arts education in Australia. The future now looks fantastically bright for arts in Victoria, not only because of the VCA grant, but because of other initiatives by this government, to me, indicate that it's going to be a government interested in developing the arts and ensuring that Melbourne and Victoria remain the leaders in this area. There's also some funds there to develop the arts precinct in Melbourne, which we believe will become a centre of development and outreach to the regions of Victoria and enable people all over the state, if not all over the country, to connect with Melbourne and develop the arts practice in an exciting precinct that contains all the arts in a very small, compressed space in terms of performance and visual arts and other areas of activity on the South Bank. Beginning with the Victorian College of the Arts, which together with the Melbourne Conservatorium of Music, which makes up the faculty, we constitute the most complete arts practice education in Australia. There are wonderful arts education centres in Australia, but we have virtually all the practising arts in the one faculty, and Victoria itself in Melbourne has all the arts, big arts venues in the one place, and in the centre of that precinct is the Victorian College of the Arts.
Well, this is a great day for the VCA, for its staff and students, and for the many supporters who have believed that there should be such a place as the VCA, and that the state government has now recognised that in a very substantial way, and it's a wonderful support base for us to move into the future. The broad public support for the VCA over the last 12 months has indicated that if there wasn't such a place, we would have to invent it. People want there to be such a place where you can aspire to the best performance of your art form. Students want to be there. They fight to get in, they compete to get in, and once they're there, they love it. And that love and commitment has been acknowledged by this support, and we're extremely grateful that the government has honoured its promise. It's been true to what it stated all the way through, that it believed in the VCA and that it was worth supporting, and so we're extremely grateful. One of the exciting things for us at the moment is this is giving us an opportunity to really reinvent the VCA for the 21st century. We've got some fantastically exciting programs coming up. We're redesigning the undergraduate program to be a true artist training, artist preparation degree that gives students a real sense of what a contemporary artist needs to be and what they need to do to engage in a very complex, multi-modal, multimedia world, a world that's very saturated with cultural images and cultural experiences. And we help them, we hope, and we intend to map their, navigate their way through that extraordinarily rich area and to find their most focused place in that. And for them to really follow their hearts, but with great rigour and great intelligence. This has given us a real opportunity to extend the parameters of the VCA. This VCA was established in 1972 to bring together the forms of art at the time. Now we have an opportunity to look at what the 21st century needs in terms of art forms, technologies, ways of working, and this is an opportunity for us to look to that future and design programs that will prepare students for that future. So we're extremely excited about the whole possibility before us now.